Kirsten Simmons is here to talk about our upcoming Why Talks, the number 6 of the Why Talks series, which we were just commenting on is quite a feat for Waiheke to have an event which runs for that long. Things come and go as we... I don't seem to be loud enough here. Here we go. Is that loud enough? Blah, blah, blah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Kirsten, can we hear you?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Lovely.
Welcome, Kirsten. So, number 6, as we were mentioning, what's and given the themes that have been running through the Why Talks, if you've never heard of Why Talks, they are kind of what you might imagine. They're a series of talks by predominantly locals around a theme, and this session's number 6, number 7's theme is
identity.
Take it away. Where are we?
Yep. So this is our second one for the year. Our first event was industry, and that was at the Grape Shed, and that went really, really well. It was amazing, actually. Lots of different speaking there from locals all over and their take on industry. And so this time it's identity and their take on identity. So it's always from... a biographical experience, so from themselves and where they've journeyed through identity in whatever means that mean, you know, it can be about themselves or it can be about their business or their job or their just what they think, really. And this time around, we're going a little more ambitious and we're trying 2 nights. So on the Friday night, we're at the cinema, which is a very local identity within itself. Mm-hmm. So whenever we put these Why Talks on, they're in a space that represents what the topic is as well. So the cinema is an obvious one as a beautiful local identity. And the Saturday night is at the library. So we've got – that's the 16th and 17th, so that's next weekend. Yeah, and – lots of speakers this time.
Yeah, so you got more speakers than you usually would, or?
Yeah, well, we've kind of played around with it a lot. I think 6 is what we got to last year that was really good, and that was what we did for industry as well. But this time round, because we've got 2 nights and just there's so many speakers that are so interesting, like, oh, well, we'll just chuck another one in. So on the Friday night, we're having 2 speakers. So we've got Vali War and Nikki Huberg, and she's... she's from Copy Express, so people know her as well. And Vali he does the works of Byron Katie. So they're coming in to speak. And then we've got lots of local short films that we're putting on as well. And we, last year, and including this year, we did one for Why Talks as well. So Baraka from Ember Vision, she made up one about what we're doing, and it's called Walking the Talk. It's kind of, I was thinking it could have been called Talking the, Talking the Talk or More Talking or Talking. No, it was Talking About Talking. There's a lot of talking, of talking that's going on. So that's what we're doing as well. We're putting together identity films that not only are people talking, but they're actually little films that, so from the Bush School, for example, right up to sort of the Hip Operation crew, and in between is youth films that have been made for Waiheke by Waihekeans. So... and then within that too, we have singing and all sorts of things. So that's the Friday night, which is really cool. And we start out by being in the library and having sort of drinks and food and banter and all that kind of jazz.
Yep.
And then we move into the cinema to go into the actual speaking part of it.
Okay, nice. And is the same kind of formula going to be for the second night as well?
Yeah.
Start off in the library and go to the cinema?
No. We'll just stay in the library then.
Okay, yep.
And then we'll do our usual formula, which is... having our speakers. So on that night, we've got Philip Howard, who is the architect from the library. He's speaking. And then Rael Sarrett, who's been doing the essentially Waiheke. And Simon Harvey from Natural Step. And then the females, we've got Emily Dowding-Smith, and she's food sustainability. She's in the kind of food industry. And then we have a Tanya Batt, lovely storyteller.
Yep.
And Sarah Flashman, who's coming from a life coaching background, all sorts of things, and Lindsay Champion, who's local hat maker. So a really beautiful, eclectic mix of people in there as well. And that's kind of what Why Talks does, is we mix everyone up and see what we've all got to say and share that story.
Nice. If people want to come, what are they? What's the best thing to just rock up? Or are we looking for tickets pre-sailed? Or how many people do you think can you get in the library?
Yeah, so we're cutting it off at 80.
Yeah.
And you can get tickets from Eclectic Boutique in Surfdale and She Frames in Tahi Road and Delight Cafe in Onirua. If you want to get them online, you can. So you can go to www.whytalks.com and you can get them online as well. So that's nice and easy to get tickets. And they're $35 each. And if you'd like to get a weekend pass, they're $60.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you guys do with the money?
So we have what we call our nearby goodness groups. Mm-hmm. So we're a voluntary group, so no one's paid. And we're paid in love. And the three groups that we're fundraising for is we fundraise for children's groups on the island. Mm. So the first one is the Jassie Dean Trust. Yep. So we give them some money, obviously, for families and children in need. And this year they're aiming to put sort of more little packages in the doctor's surgeries and stuff for those last minute when people are needing to go over to the hospital and Starship and things like that. So that's what Michelle was doing. She's kind of thinking about that. That's where they'll be putting the money. And then we have the Steiner Group, and they I'm sure people have been hearing about this new Steiner School that's happening on the island. So we are fundraising money for them so that they can start that out. And then we have the Happy Project, and this is a project that is based around giving children a toolbox of resilience tools. So when they're coming into the future, that they're a little bit more able to adapt with different things. So that's through singing and yoga and meditation and mindfulness. And so they're at the moment doing online stuff with that. So that's what we do. We are about raising money for children's groups and children's groups with looking for a little bit of educational change and also the holistic wellness of children and families, and not necessarily groups that may get fundraising otherwise, but we just stand behind it because I guess the thing that breaks our hearts is child poverty within New Zealand and that there is an underbelly to that. So we're about raising as much cash as we can and just giving it straight back, so we don't see any of it. It goes to these groups, which is cool.
We were talking about how this is number six.
Yeah.
So last year was 2016. Now you started in 2015, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you started, did you anticipate that this would be an ongoing project, or do you sort of think, oh, I'm just going to do this once and see how it goes? I mean, what's your, how do you sort of, now that you've got sort of six, it must be quite an effort to keep finding speakers and venues and planning this. You know, how long do you think you can go for?
Well, I think personally I've cut out. Yep, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've cut out 4 years to try and keep Why Talks going. And a lot of it depends on your team and who you've got surrounding you. So last year was kind of like our awareness year. And it was about developing whether or not this thing is going to work. And it did work last year. We were very lucky that we basically sold out for every event and our last one as well. It's not about selling out, though. It's about people listening to the story. So our aim was just developing it, seeing if it would work. Last year, it worked. And our last event was amazing, too. And so we're at that 6 point. And now it's about actually getting a proper vision and strategy of keeping this going. And then how do we pass this on to other groups so that, hey, potentially you can do this as well. Or when we step out of the role, people can step into it and go, okay, so this is a really good formula for fundraising.
Yeah.
And our aim would always be that if people want to, you know, do this kind of formula, that it's based around child poverty in New Zealand and how we give back to that and how we build on resilience tools for children so that when they're going into a future that we don't know about, that they're able to deal with it, you know, take a breath and kind of walk through it. So that's what we're up to. So the next step is actually making it a bit more documented, making it a bit more strategic, making it like, so every year, how much could we actually possibly earn, and what does that look like?
Yeah.
Is it just talks? You know, we're being approached by many different groups on the island now about, okay, so this Y Talks thing that you're doing, what do you want to do with it, and how can we collaborate with you? You know, one of our biggest things is that one of our main collaborators is the library, and they've been really, really supportive. And today, for example, we have a children's workshop that we do for free. So before a Y Talks now, we introduced this year is workshops. So there's a children's workshop before every talk, and then afterwards there's an adults one. So this time myself and Jess Singh are doing one at the library between 1:30 and 3 on mask making and character and creating characters.
Yep.
And then Deborah Wallace is taking one after Y Talks, a couple of weeks after, at the library, and she's a family counsellor. And the one thing about Y Talks, and I know some people remember Light as a quite a big event last year, is that sometimes we have quite raw conversations, and we think that's a good thing.
Yep.
However, you need to kind of create a container around that too and support people. If it, some people don't get triggered, it's all sweet, it's not a problem, you can cope with it. Some people are. So Deborah's going to come in and she's going to actually create a workshop around that, just so that if there was anyone along the way that, you know, we're telling personal stories, so sometimes people can go, oh yeah, I remember that happened to me, or that one word can mean something else, because we're, you know, we have these pretty honest talks sometimes,
and
sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're sad, sometimes they are what they are. And because the speakers are uncoached, we can't tell the audience exactly what's going to happen. And that is the beauty of Y Talks, is because it's creating a new authentic voice, or just a voice from people's hearts as well. So, you know, for us, we're looking at this, to go back to your initial question, is I see this as a long-term thing about sharing stories. As long as people want to get up on a stage and share their story, and they don't have to, it's up to the individual. But if you do want to, get up there and share and help out. It's about community and about connection, and that's what we're trying to do.
So how much money do you think you've raised so far in the year and a half?
Well, we've only had one event so far, so we've got this one to
over the course of your whole...
Yeah, so last year we raised 8,000.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had a clean 3,000 from the last event.
Yeah.
And we're wanting to raise 20,000 this year. I think that's a lot. I think that's, you know, because there's a lot of detail to what we do, and we like to give back within what we're doing. And, you know, that's not exactly what I'm great at, I don't think. So that's why we have someone else coming in to do a bit like, hey, do this. Because we want to make it fair as well. We don't want ticket prices to be too expensive that it cuts out people from the community. So that's why we get community-sponsored tickets for people. You know, there's always people coming for free. You know, students can come from free. You know, there's different things that when we're approached, we go, yeah, for sure. So that means that sometimes our margins of wanting to make more money to give back to the children, maybe that doesn't quite work out, because, you know, when you're trying to create a community of positive talking and a little bit of educational change, sometimes you're not going to make the most out of most money as possible. I'm sure the next person that comes along is going to say to me, Kirsten, actually, no, yes, you can do that. But, yeah, that's all just part of it, you know.
Yep. Mm. Well, it is a if you haven't been to a Y Talks yet, it's a great evening. The speakers are often very surprising, and it's just a great, lovely environment to go to, you know, to be involved in. And so, if you're interested, there is one next weekend, and you can get tickets on the. What was that? You might want to mention the website again, and also it was
So
Eclectic Boutique was tickets. That's in Surfdale.
Yep, correct.
And the website.
Yep, and then She Frames on Tahi Road and Delight Cafe.
Oh yeah.
And then www.ytalks.com, and that's just an online booking system that you can go through there. And so people, $35. Yep.
And people can get in touch with you through that as well?
They can. And also, if people can't come along but they feel like that they just want to give to those children's groups, you can go on and purchase a ticket, and then we give it away to someone else. And we also have the speakers that we're doing Walking the Talk for the little Y Talks movie. If you want to sponsor them, just go online and have a look. It's all there. And it's also on our Facebook page, which is Facebook/Y Talks. And there you'll see all the speakers and what you can do as well. Because we're always looking out for people who want to be involved and give back into the community in any which way or form, whether small or large, it doesn't matter.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, Kirsten, good luck with the next one.
Yeah,
and,
thank you.
And hopefully we see many more to come. And, if you're interested, next weekend, get on down to the library and the cinema. Sounds like it's going to be a great one. The theme is
identity.
Yeah. Some of the people that have – I was just thinking about Raul. He was on the radio last weekend, so it'd be good to catch up with him again and see his take on the theme. Yeah. Thanks a lot, and we'll catch you again some other time.
Yeah, and thank you very much, Waiheke Radio, for sponsoring us as
well.
Oh, you're
welcome.
They record everything.
Yes, we do.
Thank you.